Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that helps elevate small business owners to business celebrity status and garner more growth opportunities. We enthusiastically provide small business owners with mega recognition, a new level of excitement, and a stronger personal brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In today's segment of Sparkplug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta entrepreneur, Miss Arielle McConey, about the five ways yoga can extend your life. Our very special guest today is a native of Americus, Georgia. She's a business graduate of Georgia Southern University and holds an MBA from Clark Atlanta University. She also has a master's certificate from George Washington University. Today, she is the managing director of Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches, located at 5626 Fulton Industrial Boulevard in Atlanta. And she's the owner of Yoga 6 Yoga Studio at 1010 West Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in Metro Atlanta and beyond, Miss Arielle McConey. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
Doing well. Very well.
All right. Well, Ms. McConey, we know you're extremely busy, so I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
That's all right.
All right. Well, please tell us, how did you become interested in yoga?
Well, I know there's a lot of us out there that are trying to be better, to feel better, to look better, and get a better job, have a better relationship. And for me, that's where yoga came in about 12 years ago. I was in a new city with a new job and recently married. So stress was all around me until a friend said that I needed to try yoga to help me manage my high stress world. And that started me down a path that I still utilize today through yoga.
And what path is that?
A breathing path, a meditation path, a feel of exercise, and kind of getting better to understand myself.
All right. Well, what exactly is the concept behind yoga?
Well, the term yoga, it comes from the root of to yoke or to join. And it's there where it brings about your individualized spirit and understanding yourself a little better. But let me dispel the rumor. I think a lot of people just think that yoga is a religion, but it's actually proven science and not a religion at all. The art of yoga is defined as a system of culture that looks at perfecting and identifying human efficiencies. Its claim is that it helps to destroy diseases of the body and the mind and helps you establish a healthy, a more happier, more intelligent self.
Beautiful. Well, how is yoga different from other workout principles?
That's a good question. For me, what we know is yoga practices reduce muscle tension, whereas other exercises increase muscle tension. If you remember, with other exercises, you're doing a lot of repetition, fast movement, trying to break the muscles to rebuild them. Exercise has a higher risk of injury compared to yoga. And in yoga, the breath is used for energizing and relaxing yourself. Those breaths that you take through other exercise mechanisms are very taxing, where in yoga, it's all about awareness of your breath and getting yourself more engaged in that. Physical exercise also is more violent. And with that violent kind of physical movement, it actually produces a large amount of lactic acid and produces fatigue in your body. whereas developing muscles don't necessarily translate into a healthier body. Health is achieved when you're looking at the organs of your body and how well that they're working and communicating with the brain. And this is why a lot of people of all ages and all walks of life can practice yoga and do.
Okay. Well, Ariel, one thing I've noticed when I've participated in yoga classes or yoga sessions, if you will, is that yoga is less about the ego. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, ego, I mean, I think with yoga, it's all about, so when you're going into a practice room, and that's what it's called, a practice room, when you're going in there, you take off your shoes, you know, it's about centering yourself, you do a lot of closing your eyes, and you're just focusing in on yourself, whereas other fitness avenues is about more so about the ego, because you don't, you have, you're trying to have the best clothes on, you're having the best gear on. All of those things are more so about how you're looking in front of other people. And, you know, you might be in the front of the practice room. You might be in the back of the practice room. You know, you're not able to see other people, and you're working on yourself exclusively.
Okay. Well, for the $64,000 question now, what are the five ways yoga can extend your life?
For me, and there's more than five, right? But, you know, if we're going to talk about five specifically, what if I told you that a doctor could miraculously cure you, allow you to catch yourself in times of stress, sadness, anger, anxiety, or pain, and within movements, regain control of yourself, bring you back together, stopping the suffering right in its tracks. All natural, laboratory tested, and no side effects. So you said that 60,000 question you would ask would be, what's the catch? And others might even ask, can it help insomnia, digestive problems, arthritis pain, lower my blood pressure? And if I said yes, you would probably say, it's too good to be true. Really? Lower my blood pressure? Well, the answer is yes. So five, given just kind of strictly focusing on kind of five items, I would say the first way that yoga extends your life is through blood flow. Relaxation helps to cultivate movement, and it brings more oxygen to your cells. Twisting in the way that you do with yoga also helps to refresh blood and oxygenation to your organs. It reverses blood flow, which also helps the body, the brain, and the heart. Also, hemoglobin levels in the red blood cells help to prevent blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes. I would say that the second kind of big one is it improves immune system. I know as we're getting in here to springtime or fall, sorry, we know it's getting cold outside, and so people are more prone to getting infections, flu, other diseases. Well, yoga helps with the movement and the breath. It helps to allow the system to better fight infections, destroys disease cells, rids toxic waste in the body. And that's something that other exercise mechanisms, as well as a lot of times when you have a virus, you can't even take any medicines. You have to just wait till it resolves itself. Well, folks that are using yoga on a day-to-day basis tend to be more resilient and are able to fight those off quicker and faster. The third way I would say is around how yoga extends your life, especially when we get older. Our bone strength is just not where it used to be, and we're more prone to bone deterioration and breaks in our bones. Studies show that yoga not only increases loss of bone density amongst older adults, it actually replaces bone mass. In fact, the study tracked and measured the bone density over a 2-year period with the group. That one group, a control group, didn't utilize yoga, and the other group did utilize yoga, and they saw gradually growth in their bone muscles, whereas those that didn't practice yoga, they saw loss in their bone mass. Kind of continuing down that path, I would say the number 4 reason is around blood sugar levels. Yoga keeps blood sugar in balance and adds several years to your life. I know a lot of my family are diabetics. Typically, with diabetes, we have issues keeping our blood sugar levels intact. Luckily, yoga helps with that. And according to a 2011 diabetic study, they found that diabetics were able to better control blood glucose levels and even shed additional fat over a 3-month period of regular yoga practice use. And I would say kind of the 5th and final way that yoga extends your life is by helping you to reduce stress and anxiety through extending your breath exercises through meditation, which is also a part of yoga. It's biologically impossible to have an anxiety or panic attack when we're breathing slowly, deeply, and evenly. The way we breathe affects so many functions of our body. For instance, your lung capacity and the oxygen that you take into your body affects your brain, the blood, and your physical functions, as well as how your body removes waste. But luckily for yogis like myself and others, a study found that the combination of physical poses and breath work improves overall lung capacity, which is one of the key ways that you can extend your life. So for those of you that are looking to extend your life, you should really consider yoga through Yoga 6. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Well, I'm sold. But tell us about your new yoga studio in downtown Atlanta and how you came up with the name Yoga 6.
Yes. So it'll be open by end of year. It's in the heart of Midtown, right off 10th Street, right, which is an intersection way to 75 South or North, right there. So you can, when you're driving down the street, you'll see it, bright colors. Yoga 6 is a franchise location where this place is all about empowering its users to, you know, and it targets people that may have had cancer or maybe a cancer survivor that have like diabetics, like I just mentioned before, folks that are having, you know, a lot of stress, have anxiety, and just anybody that wants to feel better about themselves and look better. And so that's kind of why I was very intrigued with that particular brand over all others. I've experienced and went to several studios, more than 25, just trying to find what I was looking for. And it wasn't until I took a trip to California and I happened into one of the doors of the Yoga 6 studio there that I found exactly what I wanted, exactly what I was looking for. And we didn't have any in Georgia. And so not only will I be opening this location that will be open in December, but it will also be 2 other locations coming open by end of 2020, one in Decatur and then one in Buckhead.
All right, all prime locations. Okay. Yeah. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decide to advertise, changing gears here, your Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwich Shop in the next edition of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Well, Jimmy John's, I mean, we are a pillar of that area. I mean, people want to eat healthy. Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwich Shop is all about, we cook our foods fresh. We slice them on site. Bread is considered old after 4 hours. And so everything about us is all about healthy options for our community. Additionally, the other aspect about Jimmy John's and why it's such a great choice is we offer great catering options. Here we have a changing a generation. We are doing over 2,000 of their sandwiches next week here. And we have a lot of different organizations that utilize us for their services and needs. And so I think that's one of the great things about Jimmy John's is about feeling better. Looks at the aspect of yoga, right, extending your life, but it also is about what you put into your body food-wise, and I think Jimmy John's is a way to eat healthy and feel better through clean eating, 100% natural ingredients.
Okay. Well, tell the audience why you decided to advertise Jimmy John's and People You Need to Know Business Guide.
People You Need to Know is exactly what it says, right? It's looking at and addressing the needs of our community. You touch a lot of different people through your company, through your organization. And when I met you, it was something about you. You came and I was met with you and I spoke with you and I just saw and I saw what you deliver, the products that you produce, the people that you empower and strengthen, and I wanted to be a part of you and a part of your organization.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect on, if they give us a call at Jimmy John's, as I say, on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, they can give us a call on 404-637-0350. They can ask for me specifically. They can shoot me an email at arielmaconi@gmail.com.
All right. Any social media?
Yeah, I'm on all the social media networks. Hey Maconi on Instagram. We have a Jimmy John's 5626 on Instagram as well. And we're on Facebook, jimmyjohns.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Ariel Maconi, Managing Director of the Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwich Shop on 5626 Industrial Boulevard in Atlanta, and the Yoga 6 Yoga Studio at 1010, or the soon-to-be-open Yoga 6 Yoga Studio at 1010 West Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. Thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank the Spark Plug Radio team for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind. Whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are, take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.